That was a victory for abortion rights supporters, but a narrow victory, a 5-4 victory. And it was simply an affirmation of very recent precedent from 2016 when the court struck down a very similar law from Texas. So this Mississippi case could go a lot farther. The law in question is more expansive. It goes to the heart of abortion rights. And the court's decision to hear the case at all may signal a willingness to rethink Roe v. Wade. And by the way, that is what the state of Mississippi has explicitly asked the court to do. The state solicitor general is asking the justices to overturn Roe and send the issue of abortion back to the states.
What are the parameters of the Mississippi law exactly?
Well, it bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, as we said. It targets abortion providers with fines and potential loss of their licenses. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. And this law, passed in 2018, was blocked in federal court because of the precedent set under Roe v. Wade. So this is really a test case. There's only one clinic in Mississippi right now. Doctors there only go up to 16 weeks in providing abortions. So this is primarily about testing the viability standard created under Roe and reaffirmed in later cases. It says that states have a very limited ability to restrict abortion before a fetus is viable outside a woman's body. 15 weeks is well before that by any measure.
Okay, so right now this is just a law in Mississippi. You said the state solicitor general wants the courts to essentially kick the decision back to the states. Will that happen? Is this likely to become an issue in other states?
Well, if this law is upheld, we will very likely see other conservative states pass similar laws and try to restrict abortion even further beyond 15 weeks. Abortion rights opponents would like to see nationwide bans on abortion, and so this could potentially down the road open the door to federal legislation if Republicans could get enough power in Congress and the presidency. They don't have the votes for that, of course, right now, but that is a long-term goal of the anti-abortion rights movement, and this case could open that door.